Hey everyone, Jared Sebesta here, host of Repurposed. Here's your podcast. I hope you enjoy.
It's not just a Christian story.
Yeah.
This is a life story of two people that jumped out and went for something and, believed that there was something bigger than them.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Repurposed, a show dedicated to inspire you to live a life of purpose, intentionality, and of impact. I'm your host, Jared Sebesta of Teaches Financial Group. We are a retirement planning firm based in West Central Minnesota, where we teach and inspire what we call true wealth. If you want more information on our firm, just go to our website, teachesfinancial.com. Well, on this part two of my interview with Clint Harp, first of all, how many of you are fans of the show Fixer Upper on HGTV with Chip and Joanna Gaines? I'm raising my hand once again. I love the show, always have, and my family and I just love how just family-friendly that show is, one of very few shows on TV like this. Well, I've got Clint Harp on the show once again this week. He's one of the characters on the show. He's also the owner of Harp Design Co. He's a furniture builder, and pretty much every show, almost every show, Chip and Joanna Gaines have some sort of special project they want done for one of their house projects, and that's where Clint comes into play. Well, he and his wife Kelly have a new show on DIY called Woodwork, where you get to see more of kind of what they do and what goes on in their company and kind of behind the scenes. So cool show there on DIY. Well, a big reason I wanted Clint on the show in the first place, number one, I'm a huge fan, and number two, he's got a great backstory. He left a six-figure corporate job, totally cold turkey, to become a woodworker, but he didn't know anything about woodworking at the time. And if you hear his story, if you re-listen to part one from last week, you'll hear he kind of self-taught himself how to become a woodworker by watching a lot of YouTube, believe it or not. We talked about that a lot on the show last week. He gets more into the story about how he landed on Fixer Upper this week with Chip and Joanna Gaines. He takes some questions from fans on Facebook, and he gives some great just life perspective advice on this part two. I hope you enjoy the rest of my chat with Clint Harp.
So yeah, I've been here in Waco four or so months, and it was like, all right, that was stupid. What did I quit my job for? And, it was just one of those moments where you're like, I'm not afraid anymore. I've walked through this fear, but I'm just stupid. You know, like now I realize how dumb I am. Like, that was not a smart thing.
Huh.
And so I call my wife on the phone one day, and I'm just miserable, and I'm crying. I'm a crier, Jared. I'm not afraid to admit
that. I am too. You know what? We should form a club together, and we'll be the founders.
I'm right there with you. Consider it formed. A crying club, especially for men.
Just for men.
It's great. It's like not only am I the president of the club, but I'm a member. You know?
Yeah.
No, but I called her and she said, well, Clint, I can tell obviously you're really upset, and I totally understand. Don't worry. We're going to make it. But listen, let's just take the kids to the park and let me come pick you up, and we'll go to the park. And I was like, okay. And so we went to the park. It's actually the park that was right there. Was a house that backs up to this park, which is where when I asked Kelly to marry me, I kind of took her on this day-long journey, and it started right at that park, basically.
Right.
So, which is kind of funny. But anyways, so we go to this park, we hang out there for a while with our kids, and then we leave the park, get in the car, and the orange light is on saying you need to get gas. We rolled over to the gas station and filled her up. And while we were waiting for the car to fill up, a Magnolia truck pulled on the other side of the pump as me, and a guy got out, and I decided to get out. I told Kelly, I was like, isn't that company, that guy that never called me back, and she was like, yeah, I think so. So I got out and I said, hey, I was calling you guys looking for, I think, Chip or something. And she said, or he said, yeah, I'm Chip actually.
Huh.
And that was like February or March or something like that. I can't remember, of 2012. And it was October of that same year, October, November, that the pilot for Fixer Upper was being filmed.
Yeah.
So you're talking about 8-9 months after meeting at a gas station, I was a part of filming a pilot with them. And, it's just been a crazy ride ever since.
That is just such a cool story. And you've got to believe that the Lord had his hand in that, no doubt. I'd have to assume.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I think that's what's been so cool about this is, you know, there's definitely a faith story to my life, and it's one, though, that I would want anyone to hear. You know, it's not just a Christian story.
Yeah.
You know, this is a life story of two people that jumped out and went for something and, you know, believed that there was something bigger than them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I say that on purpose, meaning that, like, I'm still figuring all that out. You know? I mean, that's part of this journey of, like, why are we here?
Yeah.
Who put us here? You know? And obviously I have faith and beliefs in certain things and what I believe are the answers to those things. But at the end of the day, that's a lifelong journey that we won't get the answers to fully, you know,
yeah.
I guess until the other side, you
that's
know?
Right. Right.
And so I'm just enjoying living life right now and testing the limits of that, you know, power and kind of the mystery of life here on planet Earth, if that makes sense.
Do you think right now you are walking in your purpose, or is there something else, or are you just kind of taking it day by day like you just mentioned?
I definitely feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing today.
Hmm.
What I always have been, Jared, is I'm open to whatever I'm supposed to be doing.
That's right.
And you know, I love building furniture, and I will always build furniture. And that's what got me to this point. And so furniture and building and all that will always be a part of my life, and I got no plans to stop doing it. That being said, this journey is being written. There are things, you know, going on, and we're shooting our show now and all that stuff. And we've got a business, and that's causing me to, you know, grow that business. And sometimes I have to be out of the shop and stuff like that. And so, you know, that's okay. I'm doing, if I'm not building a table today, I'm helping build Harp Design Co. or, you know, I'm helping teach other guys how to build so that we can build more at Harp Design Co.
And, yeah.
And so what that looks like is different. At the end of the day, I did quit my job to go for my dream, of building furniture. But the bigger dream, if you will, was to know that there was more to this life than just doing what we think we're supposed to be doing.
That's right.
And furniture just happened to be that thing that was, you know, that really resonated with me and something that I love doing.
Yeah.
If for the rest of my life, I am living a life that answers the question, yes, there is more to this life than just doing what it is you think you're supposed to be doing, then I think I'm smack dab in the middle of my purpose.
Yeah, isn't it fun that you are in the middle of that journey. That is so cool, and I'm glad the way you put that. I want to respect your time here. I want to cover Chip and Joanna Gaines. We'll get to some viewer questions just quickly. Chip and Joanna, are they what you see is what you get, same off camera as on camera?
Yes. You know, I always love this question because I get to answer it from the point of view of someone that knew them, and there's many people. I'm not the only one for sure, but I did get to know them a little bit before the camera started rolling.
Yeah.
And you definitely did. Like, I only got a few months of that, but I only needed a few months because, you know, they are what you think they are. And they're,
yeah.
Joanna is just as driven and just as talented as you think she is. And Chip is just as hilarious as you think he is. And, you know, he's someone that, you know, if you can sit down and grab lunch with, you won't regret it. It's worth every second because
yeah.
he's just hilarious. And, you know, and he's someone that I didn't know at all. And yet, you know, very quickly, I mean, that day that I met him at the gas station, what I didn't tell you is later that day, we ended up hanging out in his car driving around Waco, and we drove around for 3 hours.
Wow.
And you know, I'm somebody that can just talk, as you can tell. For sure.
It makes my job easy. I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. No problem. But he is someone who's very inviting and, you know, you can really just sit down with him and talk and laugh. And I always tell people that he's even funnier in person. He's got a real dry humor about him that you don't necessarily always get to see on the show. And, And, but it's there and, it's infectious, but they're great people. And I, you know, I got the chance to work with Joe when the cameras weren't around and to see her wheels kind of turning, you know, now, you know, people get to see that on the show. And I got to have a front row watching Joe and kind of seeing those cogs, you know, churn along in her brain as she wanted to like build a new piece of furniture or have me do something different for her or whatever. And that's an honor to be able to say that I got to do that, because there's a lot of people that would love to be able to see that up close.
No.
And I definitely did, and that is a special thing that I am very thankful that I got to be a part of and still do.
Now that the show has kind of certainly has some success, do you guys still get a chance to hang out outside of the show?
No, I mean, unfortunately not, but, yeah. You know, when we do get together, it is hang time because, you know,
yeah.
Like I'm actually filming with her tomorrow morning and like, you know, it's, as soon as I see her, it's, you know, she's an old friend, you know, and it's just there, same deal. And we just catch up and all that good stuff. But we meet each other around town and we're all just so busy now. We're thankful anytime we get to run into each other.
I think, you know, I think you mentioned the word genuine when it comes to Chip. I think for me, I was going to ask you the question, you know, what makes the show so special? And I'll take your answer on that. To me, it seems so genuine. And, I think it's the people on the show, including yourself, that make that show so special.
Wow, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
We'll blast off. I've got a list of viewer questions. We'll get through these as fast as we can. You can give me one word answers if you want to, and then we'll wrap this up. Fair game, Clint?
Oh man, totally fine. Please, okay. I've got some more minutes. So
okay.
Go ahead.
I got Tammy from Facebook. She asked, "What's the best and easiest way to get splinters out of your fingers?"
Don't get them in your fingers. it's hard, man. Once you get them in there, but for the really hard ones, I'll get like a magnifying glass and tweezers and sit down at the table and pull those out. But, yeah, man, I wish there was an easy way to get those guys out.
I remember when I was a kid, my mom was heating up the end of a safety pin. Is that, why were they heating it up? Did your mom do that to you when you were a kid?
I think that was to sterilize it.
Oh.
Or to just inflict the maximum amount of pain. I don't know.
I got to think about that a little bit.
But you know what? I didn't. It's funny you said that. And I was like, as I was answering it at first, I was like, I don't know if I should encourage people to use a safety pin and poke their skin. But yeah. I will tell you that I have used that and find that effective. But I am not suggesting that. Don't try that at home.
Key takeaways from this podcast: don't quit your job and don't heat up a pin and stick it in your finger. All right, we got Christy on Facebook. Biggest initial hurdles in taking a leap of faith, building your own business. How did you overcome them?
The biggest initial hurdle. Well, I mean, like we talked about earlier, one of the biggest hurdles is just that fear of like, well, how are we going to pay our bills and how are we going to do this? And I think the biggest hurdle in that was just getting past myself.
Yeah.
And realizing that, like, you know, things will work out.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard, but you just kind of have to go for it.
Yeah.
In starting a business, for me, I have learned, sometimes the hard way. But ultimately I've just learned it through experience. Man, surround yourself with the greatest people you can find. That is really and truly like the best advice I could give you. Well, that and my other piece of advice, be nice. I think that will go a long way for you if you're trying to start a business. But then the other thing is just surround yourself with people who are really talented, because the thing is there's a lot of aspects of owning a business. And in the beginning, it's set up to where you can do it all yourself.
Right.
As you're small and you're growing. But then be prepared to let things go, especially those things that you're not good at. Because what you want to do, and I've been taught this, I didn't know this innately. Even my assistant Maddie, who is sitting here with me, you know, she's someone that, you know, pointed out this out to me. It was like, hey, Clint, I want to do the things that, you know, will allow you to do, you know, the things that only you can do.
Right.
Let me do the things that anybody else can do. I want you to be able to do what you can do.
Right.
And that's the way it is with, you know, other people in our shop and our business. You know, I can't make a good website. I'm not that guy. I can't do other things. I'm not good with financial stuff and et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, I had to be good at it to a degree in the beginning, but the sooner I could let that stuff go, to let other people who have desires and gifts and abilities to take that ball and run with it, the better our business became. And that continues to be true to this very day.
Tough to let go when you're a business owner. Deborah from Facebook says, how does Clint make the beautiful designs based on the limited information that he has given? Does he receive additional information before final cutting?
So what you see is really truly what happens. Joanna does come in there and just, you know, sketch out a little bit, or I'll sketch with her or whatever. And then I'll go from there. But the reason why we're able to pull that off, is because we had months before this show actually started of working together, and me getting to know her design. Style and what she wanted, and her understanding what it is that I could do and what I could pull off, you know.
Yeah.
And so when she says certain things, I'm like, yep, okay, I know what she wants here. And in fact, there was one project where she ended up, you know, there were a lot of houses going at the same time. And so she had this gal call me, and she was kind of like, you know, assisting with the design and everything. And she said, hey, look, I think we want to do this table blue. And I was like, okay. And I just like knew in my heart, I was like, I don't think Joe's going to like that, you know? Mm-hmm. And, but I went with it, and we did this table blue and the whole deal. And, I delivered it. And as soon as I delivered it in scene, I almost, and I wish I had, Jared, because I think it would have been made for better television. But I almost said, as soon as she laid eyes on it, you hate it, don't you?
Right.
And she ended up, in that episode, she ended up painting that table white. She painted the base, not the legs, because she was like, nope, not blue, got to go with the white, you know?
Yeah.
And like, I mean, that's an honor for me, because she's obviously such a talented person, for me to be able to have worked so close to her to where I know certain things that she does like and doesn't like. It's a really fun thing for me. But that's kind of how we were able to develop that.
Brandy on Facebook says, now that you found your purpose and your passion, how do you decide when to work and when to play?
Thanks, Brandy. That's a great question. So we work really hard to keep our family time, and not just for us, but for our employees as well. So you can ask Britt Duke, who he started work with me. He's the first one that started working here at Harp Design Co. a few years back. And I told him, look, you know, I can't offer you a lot. I promise you it's going to be a wild ride. And, don't have any benefits. Don't have, you know, I can't even pay you a lot right now. Hopefully I'll be able to pay you more down the road. But one thing I can tell you is 5 o'clock, I want your tail to go home.
Yeah.
You know, you get out of here and you go be with your family. And if we can't get it done before 5, well, that's all right. We'll work on it tomorrow. Yeah. You talk to small business owners and, you know, thing you hear all the time is, man, I should work all the time, and you know, and whoo, just, you know, kiss your family goodbye. And I thought, well, if I have to do that, I don't want to have a small business.
Yeah.
I don't want to own my own business. And you know, and all of my employees know that. That like, look, I love having my own business. I love doing what we're doing, but if it gets to the point where I never see my family or you never see your family, then we're not doing this right. Now there's times like when we go into filming right now, where we are all going to be a little bit stretched, and we all know that over the next 11, 12 weeks. That's just kind of like part of it. But most days, you come out here at 5 o'clock, it's a ghost town, man. Go home, be with the family.
That's right. A quick question just on the logistics of building stuff. What brand stain do you use? This is from Rebecca on Facebook. She's a DIYer and wants to redo her dining room table. What brand of stain do you recommend and do you like to use?
So I wish I could give you that answer.
By contract, you can't, can you?
Yeah, I can't.
Wow.
I can tell you, you're probably not going to go too wrong looking at, you know, the home improvement stores and what they have to offer there. You're going to find, you know, good stuff that we've used on a lot of projects. But the thing I would tell you with stain and all that stuff and finishes, play with it.
Yeah.
look online, order different stuff, mix things together, you know, different colors, come up with custom stains, you know, try different things. If it doesn't work, fine, you know, get some cheap wood and try it. If it doesn't work, whatever, do another one. But just, you know, kind of play with it.
Last question is from me. What's your greatest accomplishment so far?
You know what? For me, by far, and I'll try not to kick off our crying club on podcast today. But for me, my greatest accomplishment is my wife and I have been married for 16 years, and we have Hudson, Holland, and Camille, three of the most wonderful kids I could ever ask for. And, you know, we, as soon as I go home today, we'll probably sit down and maybe we'll play Sorry at the kitchen table, or we'll go and ride bikes and through the neighborhood and walk. And you know, all of this stuff could go away tomorrow. The show, cameras could pull out of town, you know, our business could go belly up, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I have this wonderful wife and three kids that, if all that stuff goes away, they're still there, thankfully.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't mean that. I promise you I'm not saying that from a cheesy whatever standpoint. I honestly mean that because I know how quickly they could also be gone, or I could be gone. Yep. And those are the things that matter. And so, yeah, all the other stuff is just really fun things that we get to do. And maybe we get to pass down a cool business to our kids one day if they want it. But regardless, these days and memories and lives that we're living with our family are just the most important.
Yep, I agree. I couldn't agree more. Great answer. Best place to find you, Clint, everything. Give us all the details on Harp Design Co. And tell us about this new show. Where can we find it, and when can we find it on DIY?
Absolutely. So you can find us on social media pretty much across the board, either at Harp Design Co. for HDC, for our company. Yep. And then for me, I'm at Clint Harp Official on Instagram and at Clinton Harp on Twitter. And you can find my wife as well at Kelly G Harp.
Yeah, she's kicking butt on Instagram as well. She's all over that thing.
Man, everybody loves her Insta story.
Yeah.
She is amazing. And that's why I'm so excited about this new show. You know, Fixer Upper, you get to see me in the shop and everything, and I'm so thankful for it. Now you're going to get to see the rest of the story, if you will. And the rest of the story is so much more than me.
Yep.
It's my wife, it's Britt and John and Andrew and all these guys, you know, and gals that we work with to make Harp Design Co. and Kristen in the storefront and Maddie running around doing stuff for us all the time, and Billy in the warehouse. And, yeah, I mean, it's just, the list goes on and on. And my mother-in-law, Debbie, she, you know, we couldn't have done it without her. I mean, there's all these different things, and that's what the show will be.
Yeah.
And you'll definitely get to see more of Kelly, which is great. You can find her on Instagram as well. And then we have a website, www.harpdesignco.com. And yes, we do ship tables and ship furniture. We ship them all over the country.
Heck yeah.
Everywhere from California to Nantucket and everything in between. You can order right off of our website from the product that we have there, not only our tables, but the home goods that we make and that also my wife procures. That's her side of the business, is the smaller goods, the home goods, and all the home design kind of aspects of what we do. That is her area of expertise, and you can find all that on our website, and we do ship it all across the United States, even you know, 15-foot long table if you want it. So dream big and we'll make it for you. Lastly, our show will be on the DIY network, and we're filming it right now. It's set to air in early 2018. We are hoping.
Nice.
They're talking about like April, something like that, which would kind of be on the heels of season 5 of Fixer Upper.
Nice.
And by the way, speaking of Fixer Upper, I have got to throw this out there because I get asked all the time, since you have your own show, Clint, are you still going to be on Fixer Upper?
Yeah.
The answer is absolutely. In fact, I'm filming a few consults with Joanna tomorrow for some projects on Fixer Upper for season 5. And And as long as they keep calling me, I'll keep picking up and showing up on the set of Fixer Upper. Believe me, every time.
I think a lot of folks would say the same thing on that. That is great. Clint, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations. I'm telling you, we're up here in the northern part of the U.S., and you have some big fans up here, and so many people responded to this podcast. So I'm so thankful for you for doing it. Best of luck on the show. Congrats so much on your success so far. You're a great man, a great family man, and I'm a huge fan, and we'll work on making that Men Criers Club next. That's our next project.
Let's do it. I'm all in.
All right, Clint. Awesome. Thanks so much. We'll see you next
Eric,
time.
Thank you so much for having me.
You betcha. Okay. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Repurpose. Just a reminder, the show is based on a book by Ben Tages called Repurpose, The Untold Story of Retirement in America. If you want the first two chapters of that book totally free, you can go to our website, tagesfinancial.com, and click on Heard Us on the Radio. It's in the upper right-hand corner for your free gift just for listening here today. Also, a big thanks to Faith Radio for helping us sponsor this program. If you missed any or all of this episode, visit myfaithradio.com to hear or download the podcast there. I'm Jared Sebesta. We will see you next time on Repurposed. Thanks so much for checking out this episode of Repurposed. Just a reminder, these podcasts are only available because of generous support of people just like you. If you'd like to make a gift and support Faith Radio, go to the website, myfaithradio.com. Also, another way you can help is by sharing these podcasts on social media and subscribing. Just click subscribe on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, and you'll be sure to never miss a show.